I would like to acknowledge the Bidjigal and Gadigal peoples of the Eora Nation, on whose ground we meet, teach, talk and learn every day, and pay respects to Elders past, Elders present and Elders future. I would also like to acknowledge all of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters who are listening.
Welcome to Talk Talk, an AFTERS podcast production, exploring Indigenous language and storytelling with Kaya Sheriff in conversation with AFTERS inaugural Elder in Residence, Uncle Bruce Pascoe.
Welcome to the final episode of our five-part series with Uncle Bruce Pascoe, Talk Talk. I'm Kaya Sheriff, and in this last episode, we'll discuss time, how old our culture really is, and how over time, the cultural experience has changed for generations past and present. We have the wonderful Uncle Bruce Pascoe with us here, and once again, welcome, Uncle Bruce.
Lovely to be here, Kais, and I acknowledge the country too.
Thinking of Indigenous language and storytelling, there is an unbroken connection. Can you explain this a little?
Well, I go back to Wale. My good sister, Rachel Binsella, we're yarning up about this book and we're talking about the Wale, and she said, those people, they were taught to speak by the Wale. And I just stopped in my tracks. What? What did you say? They were taught to speak by the Wale. And their first word was slap of the whale tail. And their second word was the voice of a bird. I thought, my God, you know, that how long ago was that? If people were actually taught to speak by the whale, what's it talking about in terms of time? And people laugh at me. But then again, Aboriginal people knew the whale had a pelvis. Aboriginal people talked about, you know, basically the story that young man in Western Australia told me in dance and song was about the whale being a land creature, leaving the land to become a whale to look after the sea. You know, it's a huge element of Aboriginal philosophy and law. So Aboriginal people knew the way whale had a pelvis because it had been a land animal. And I didn't realise that Western science only knew that about 20 years ago. So Aboriginal people were aware of something that had happened in the world long before non-Aboriginal people were. So if we accept that, and people say to us, oh, well, the whale taught us to speak, maybe it's a metaphor. I don't care, because perhaps it's a fact.
Indigenous language and storytelling. You're listening to Talk Talk.
There's one of those living sites down at Warrnambool there, which is so old that it's been ossified. It's turned into stone. Our people down there, that mob, Gunditj Mara, they've been wanting that examined for, to my knowledge, 33 years. You know, we've always been knocked off, you know, their application had been knocked off in favour of examining convict barracks in Tasmania because they were finding fascinating boot buckles and tobacco tins. You know, oh, God, Australian history, how rich can it get? And, you know, here's this thing waiting to get real examination because those people down there knew it was old, knew it was really old.
And you're saying living sites.
It's where our people lived. Australia is a living site. They're everywhere. And if you go somewhere where bulldozers haven't been and you're on the coast or you're on a river or you're on a lake, the whole place is a living site. But you'll find specific examples that for one reason or other are now obvious. You know, they were exposed by wind erosion, water erosion, whatever it is, and they're obvious. So that everyone says, oh, you know, the people must have lived here. Yeah, well, they did live here. They lived over there, over there, over there, over there, over there, and in that state, and that state, and that state. They lived everywhere, our people. But now we can see this one, so we can examine it. So they examine it, and the first age, they come up with is 60 to 80,000 years, and I said to the archaeologist who I met in the street, I said, oh, that's fantastic about it being 60 to 80,000 years old. And she said, 60,000 years, bullshit, Bruce. It's 80,000 years or nothing. We had to say 60,000 years because of how research works, how universities work. Anyway, then I mentioned that to a cousin of mine down there. I was working in a school and he come along to help me. And we're talking about these things and I mentioned this place called Point Richey near Warrnambool. And he said, 80,000 years, bullshit. You know, they then went and examined the living site 100 metres away and it was older, 100 to 120,000 years. Now, if in the space of 12 months, archaeologists can go from one living site to another living site, extend the length of occupation of Australia by 40,000 years, what's it telling you? It's telling you we need to do more. And 120,000 years is, when you compare it to the out of Africa theory, which has been forced down our throat, 75,000 years for out of Africa. What were our people doing here if all humans came out of Africa 75,000 years ago? It means we were always here. It's saying that it's of world importance.
Indigenous language and storytelling. You're listening to Talk Talk. Kaya Sheriff in conversation with Uncle Bruce Pascoe.
What have your old people taught you?
Patience, you know, modesty, humility, you know, those are the things that resonate with me. I heard a story last weekend. My cousin and I were acting the fool down at my place, telling stories about particular people. And I learned something about one of my uncles. I never knew how important a person he was in the culture, not just black culture, white culture. What a huge place he held in the culture of that district. And I never knew it. I just thought he was a funny joker, but he was an active politician. Never had a role as a politician, but he was an active politician, I thought. Now, he never told me that one, but his nephew did. I thought, he didn't tell me that one because it was a story in his favour. He usually told me stories that were against him, you know, that kind of black humour. It's a different way of storytelling. And I just lap it up, you know.
Talk Talk, a podcast exploring Indigenous language and storytelling with Kaya Sheriff and Bruce Pascoe.
There's been a shift. I feel it. I see it when I meet people, when I speak to different generations. There's a shift that we're living in right now and there's an agency. I don't just want to say for truth, but there's an agency. Is it that I'm aware and awake and I'm seeing it now or?
Nah. I think it's happening. I speak to our mob all over the country and I say, what's it like for you now? What is your life like now? And everyone goes, it's crazy. I can't keep up with the amount of stuff we've got to do. And it's because Australia wants to have this conversation, a conversation they've never wanted to have before. You know, there might have been individual Australians, you know, people like Judith Wright, Nugget Coombs, people like that might have twigged and got onto it, but very, very few. Now there are large numbers of these people. And, you know, I say to people, so what do you do, you know? How does your life go? And they say, oh, I just run from event to event, talking to 97% of the population about our culture, about, you know, the way forward for our people and things like that. And we never had to do it before. Like NAIDOC Week used to be an event for us. Now it's not our event anymore. We have to be careful of that. You know, all of these things, suddenly there's a passion for it, you know, and we have to be able to manage that passion. And, you know, you have people come up and hold your hands at the end of a talk and cry and all that sort of stuff. And that's interesting. But what more interesting is the dozen people who haven't moved out of their seats and whose thought may be even more profound than the crier and the handholder. Those people, they're there and they come from all different walks of life, and some of them are farmers and they're thinking about their country in a different light. This is the change. This is why we're so busy. 3% of the population servicing 97% of the population. And we've been wanting this conversation since 1788, and we can't back away from it now, because think of the old people who were begging the invaders to come within law. Please, 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 we want you to behave like this because of, not for us, but for the country, for Mother Earth. Behave like this, because that is the law. So those old people wanted that and never got it. So now that we've got this opportunity to turn the ship around a little, we can't back away from it.
This podcast was made possible by Afters Indigenous and produced by Kaya Sheriff. Production support, Sue Elphinstone. Audio production and sound design, Jacob Round. And special thanks to the radio department at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School.